April and May are a great time of year all over North America. In fact, all across the Northern Hemisphere, the spring migration is full of promise as the land reawakens from a long winter's sleep. The possibilities of what might appear, because birds have wings and they use them, are endless for those of us interested in birds. Ospreys are back on nest poles all over the region. Their arrival at precisely the same time as the herring is a mystery and a marvel to enjoy each spring. I'm only aware that the herring are back because I've seen ospreys catching and eating these fish. The herring also attract other fish-eating birds, including double-crested cormorants, great egrets, snowy egrets, and black-crowned night herons. The ospreys are nest-building, displaying, mating, and will be laying eggs in the very near future. Their far-carrying, shrill, high-pitched calls of the male as he hangs in the sky, dangling a fish for his mate, will be a common sound near osprey nest poles over the next couple of weeks. While the advantages of starting early are the first and best choices of a territory, there are risks associated with nesting this early in the season. It is primarily weather-related danger, like prolonged cold and bad weather when the young hatch, making food resources scarce or unavailable, that makes nesting this early in the season a dicey proposition. For birds engaged in their springtime northbound migration, the severe low-pressure systems set off all kinds of innate instinctual alarms. They can feel the barometric low pressure. The air is literally fraught with danger for small birds weighing tens of grams as they migrate thousands of miles, inevitably encountering severe frontal system boundaries and tough conditions. Yet, over countless generations, the survivors have learned to deal with nature's fury and pass on this information to the next generation. It dictates how they react to it. As happens some years, certain individuals of various species, in their eagerness to arrive first on the breeding grounds, jump the gun, so to speak, and they overshoot their intended target area. They may be pioneers in a species range expansion, responding to population pressure to expand, or, in most cases, they just made a mistake in navigation and got caught in a strong weather system that caused the bird to err by hundreds, if not thousands, of miles. The bird that always generates a lot of springtime excitement when it appears at feeders is the indigo bunting. True to their name, they are a dark indigo blue, their color varying dramatically depending on the light levels when one is looking at them. They can appear a bluish, metallic, incandescent blue in bright sun, or conversely, almost totally black in poor light with rain, as on most mornings this past week. These birds are a fairly common nesting species inland and further south and west. A handful now nest along power lines on the Upper Cape, and a few pairs are nesting in heavily wooded sections on the Vineyard. As trees grow, this species is colonizing the Cape. It is an exciting time. Keep binoculars, digital camera, and a field guide handy, and don't be afraid to call for help. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.